Blog Talk Radio.
I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. Then you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy.
I wanted the fame, but not the cover of Newsweek. Oh well, guess beggars can't be choosy. Wanted to receive attention from my music. Wanted to be left alone in public, excuse me. But wanting my cake and eat it too. And wanting it both ways, fame made me a balloon. Cause my ego inflated when I blew sleep. And it was confusing, cause all I wanted to do was be the Bruce Lee of loosely abused ink. Use it as a tool when I blew steam. Woo! Hit the lottery, ooh wee. But with what I gave up to get, it was bittersweet. It was like winning a used me. I'm blinded cause I think I'm getting so huge. I need a shrink, I'm beginning to lose sleep. One sheep, two sheep, going cuckoo and kooky is cool key. But I'm actually weirder than you think, cause
I'm friends with the monster.
Of a poet, but I know somebody once told me to seize the moment and don't squander it, cause you never know when it all could be over tomorrow, so I keep conjuring.
Sometimes I wonder where these thoughts come from.
Yeah, ponder it, do you wonder? No wonder you're losing your mind the way it wanders.
I think you've been wandering off down yonder and stumbled on to Japan Bondrin. Cause I need an interventionist to intervene between me and this monster and save me from myself and all this conflict. Cause of everything that I love killing me and I can't conquer it. My OCD talking me in the head, keep knocking. Nobody's home, I'm sleepwalking. I'm just relaying what the voice in my head saying. Don't shoot the messenger, I'm just
friends with
the
monster.
But I had this vision. One day that I'll walk amongst you a regular civilian. But until then, Trump get killed and I'm coming straight at MC's blood gets spilled and I'm taking back to the days that I get on a Dre track. Give every kid who got played that pump the feeling and shit to say back to the kids who played them. I ain't here to save the fucking children, but if one kid out of 100 million who are going through a struggle feels it and relates, that's great. It's payback. Russell Wilson falling way back in the trap. Turn nothing into something, still can make that. Draw in the gold dump, I will spin. Rumpelstiltskin in a haystack. Maybe I need a straight jacket, face facts. I am nuts for real, but I'm okay with that. It's nothing, I'm still friends with
the monster that's under my bed. Get along with the voices inside of my head. You're trying to save me, stop holding your breath. And you think I'm crazy, yeah, you think I'm crazy. I'm friends with the monster that's under my bed.
Get along.
Pumpernickels, welcome to a Thursday edition of Hazel Runs Her Mouth. Probably no one's listening because I didn't promote it and I completely forgot, but you made me do it. So we're going to give you a quick update on a few things that are going on. We are actually in the process of moving, so the shows are going to be hit and miss for the next couple of weeks. We're hoping to keep things plodding along, but if something comes up, then sadly the show will be missed. Once we are moved and everything and we got the internet back up and running, we will be resuming our full lineup of, excuse me, I got a hair in my mouth, a full lineup of 2-hour shows. I will make sure that that gets paid so we can have a full extreme going on. If you want to host a show on the WFSL radio network, please get a hold of either myself or Artrell. We will gladly help set up something. Pretty much everything is a go. You know, you can basically talk about whatever you want. Like last week we had the election, so we could have had an election show. We got weather changes all over the world, so we could have a weather show. But, yeah, if you wanted to set something up with us, just give us a shout. You can either reach me through Facebook or Artrell through Facebook. And we will, you know, we will be on that. There's a lot of other things that are in the pipeline. I heard from AJ that apparently there is, and this has absolutely nothing to do with us, so before everybody starts getting their knickers in a twist and chomping on their own dicks and stuff, there is apparently a new wrestling fed going to be starting up in Wisconsin. And we're waiting for, well, I'm actually waiting for more details. I have no clue who it's going to be. I just know that they contacted AJ recently asking if they could come on the radio show one night and promote themselves. So that's a good thing. There's a lot of other things going on right now. And one of the things that seems to be making a really big impact all over the place is the whole controversy of working on Thanksgiving. Now, if you want to really break it down, I understand why people don't want to work on Thanksgiving. It's supposed to be a holiday that, you know, and you're supposed to have with your family. But let's, like, cut it down to basics. While everybody's complaining about it's unfair on shop workers having to work on Thanksgiving and all this lot, could somebody please tell me when hospitals close for a holiday?
Oh, that's a good point.
Can somebody tell me when the buses stop running for a holiday? Can somebody tell me when the police department stops working and the fire department stops working and if there's snow, city workers stop working?
I never thought of that.
You know, we have electricity running on Thanksgiving Day, so people with electric ovens can cook their food, or gas ovens, the gas supply is still running. Who's running the power stations?
I never thought of that.
You know, I'm breaking it down that way because I used to work in healthcare. And because I, at the time, I had no children, it was always expected that I would work those days because I had no kids. So family time wasn't as important. Well, one, that's a load of horse crap. But two, the fact of it is that the stupid idiot who cuts his hand open on Thanksgiving carving the turkey has got to go somewhere.
Mm-hmm.
And there's going to be doctors and nurses who wanting to spend time with their family on Thanksgiving who aren't, because they're making sure that if something happens to you, you're going to be well.
Mm-hmm.
It's the same with, you know, the crazy bar fights on Thanksgiving for the drunk people.
Yeah,
you're going to want the cops to come break it up.
Right, because bars will be open all day
tonight. Yeah. You know, I understand that there are some places, there are some stores that aren't giving their employees any choice. They are saying you are working. But then there's those stores, and to me, if you are, you know, if you are in retail, with the way that everybody's greed and everything has gotten hold of them, you've got, this is what you've got to expect. Because let's be honest, if you go back, and I'm even remembering back to when I was a kid, back in England, grocery stores and everything were shut on Sundays. Well, I'm saying from my experience, when I was a kid, you got to remember, I'm older than you, so things changed a lot. When I was a kid, grocery stores were shut on Sundays. Then, when I hit into my teens, then certain stores started to open on Sundays. You still had your little convenience stores and your liquor stores and your little mum and pup run stores that were open, you know, on Sundays because they could set their hours. But then stores started opening up on Sundays, and a lot of them were open from 11 till 5. And that's how it was. Even when I left the UK, stores were only legally allowed open from 11 a.m. to 5 p.m. on a Sunday. Now it's all changed and, you know, that type of thing. But that happened. You know, it slowly introduced the working on Sunday, the working on Sunday. Now, as years have gone on, people are now saying they're working on holidays, they're working on holidays. But what you've got to ask yourself is, name a profession that really does have that full time off. Yeah, you've got certain staff among hospitals, normally admin staff, who get that time off. But, you know, doctors and nurses, x-ray technicians, surgeons, anesthesiologists, police department, fire department, armed forces, your soldiers and everything, they don't get holidays off. You know, some of them are lucky if they can grab a turkey sandwich before things get crazy.
Mm-hmm.
You know, a lot of their times, their Thanksgiving is 2 days later or 2 days before when their next day was scheduled off.
Right.
Now, for me, it's like, I'm mainly because I wasn't born over here, so Thanksgiving doesn't actually hold that same meaning towards me. And I understand why people want to go out shopping on, like, Black Friday, because there are some good deals.
Very good deals.
You know, but the one thing you've got to remember at the end of the day with all of this is what part you play in that. If in the past you have been one of those crazy people lining up to get stuff, don't be complaining when you're asked to work, because you were one of the ones who has created that situation. You know, if you're one of the ones who are like, yeah, I haven't got to work on Black Friday or Thanksgiving Day, I'm queuing up at Best Buy. I'm sorry, but you've just added to that. You know what I mean? So just remember that, you know, when you're firing off about, you know, stores having to work on Thanksgiving and everything, remember those services that make your life easier and give you that envelope of comfort that have to work on those days.
Yeah, think of those people as a brownies and they're always... Yeah, I was one of them.
Oh, it's all over with now. But then, now this is speaking of Black Friday, though, wouldn't this be a really cool thing to do? Rent a bear costume and go attack the tents that people are sleeping in outside Best Buy.
That would be a good idea.
AJ, your shirt is inside out.
I know. I knew that since this afternoon.
Good Lord.
Oh, well.
But anyway, there are a lot of things that, you know, are going on and everything. And as I say, the weather is also changing. I know a lot of places, they said actually there's only 4 states in the U.S., like continental, that didn't get hit by the past 2 days polar vortex. Most of the country got plunged into that deep freeze. Now, thankfully, this polar vortex, because we're at the beginning stages of winter, isn't as crazy as it has been last winter.
Oh, yeah.
If you remember, we had like minus 25 and minus 30, and that was before the wind chill.
Mm-hmm.
And judging from a lot of reports as well, is that the UK is going to be getting it too this year, which is just, you know, something that is mind-boggling.
Yeah,
they said
they're supposed to be getting like a whole bunch of
Yeah. But you know what? It's one of those things where I don't think people actually realize that when people say that there's global warming, it actually means that there's a shift in the climate, okay? Doesn't mean we're all going to wake up one day and it's going to be 90 degrees every day, including through winter.
We wish.
No, we don't. Not 90.
Well, maybe like 80
but,
or something.
My whole thing is that what people don't realize is that when there is that climate change with global warming, it means that the polar ice caps are melting, yes. But it is with anything that melts, as you know, when ice melts, especially on an ocean or a lake, it spreads outwards. So as things are melting, it's pulling the colder air and the colder waters and everything further and further south as it heats up. So before the actual warmth ever is going to, like, change in our climate, we are going to experience colder winters. We're going to experience cooler summers, which you've got to admit, this past summer wasn't as horrendous as past summers for heat-wise. We had a few days where it was really hot. But on the whole, and that's what happens before, because it's going to take a while. As you know, when you have an ice drink, it melts, it stays cold for ages, 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 and then it slowly warms back up. That's the same thing with global warming. You know, if the pushing of the cold, it will go further south until everything climatizes, and then it will gradually heat up. And I think that is what we are seeing you know, right now these things are going on. But, you know, at the end of the day, it's something that, you know, you can't avoid. You just have to deal with it, and you just have to make sure you take appropriate action for yourself to keep warm and keep safe. And that's, you know, and pet peeve. Okay, pet peeve. When you go out with your kids, if you are dressing yourself up to the nines in snow boots, snow pants, coat, hat, gloves and everything, and you've got little Jimmy walking next to you wearing a pair of jeans, tatty old tennis shoes and a full jacket, please go check yourself in at the nearest somewhere. Because if you are dressing up like that, imagine what your kid is feeling. I don't know about anybody else here. Me and AJ have both done this. Make sure your kids have got the stuff first. Make sure your kid's got the coat first. Make sure your kid has the hat and gloves first. You can wait. Seriously, you can wait. Make sure your kids are taken care of. Because trust me, when your kid goes to school and they haven't got the proper clothes and stuff on, the school does make a note of these things.
Yep. Next thing you know, you got like
CPS and that. And not CVS, CPS, yeah. And this is the thing, is that schools get that kids lose their hat and gloves. And there's been so many times when Robert was little that he would go to school wearing a great big pair of gloves and stuff. And it would be, oh, he hasn't got his hood in it. I just send a note into school, can't find Robert's glove and hat. And the school's like, okay, no problem. They normally have spares laying around. But when it's an ongoing thing, then that's when the schools get concerned. And we're not trying to frighten people by saying, you know, the day that your kid loses their gloves, the school's going to call CPS. We're on about when they see it repeatedly, that every day your kid's coming in with no hat and gloves. You know, that's the issue right there. And I understand, you know, there are some people out there who their kids are fashion accessories for them. Or it's like this, his daddy ain't paying no child support, so I can't afford this. Yet you're at the club every Friday night. You know what I mean? You seriously have got to prioritize as to what is in the best interest of your child. Trust me, the amount of money that we have spent in recent years on clothes and shoes for our kid, you know, and then I'm looking online for the sales to get myself a pair of boots, which were an early Christmas present from my mom. You know, it's all those types of things that, you know, you add up. But you seriously do have to make sure your child is taken care of before anybody else.
Mm-hmm.
And that leads me on to the next thing.
Dogs are people too.
Buy your dog's coats. Seriously. Or if you're going to take your dogs out, in and out, in and out, in and out. Be quick. We've got two little dogs. One hates the cold. We know when it's cold because she will go outside, she will do her business, and then she's hopping on one paw literally wanting to come back in. And that's what we do. We have coats for our babies. We did buy shoes for them, but they didn't like them. They walked really funny. So we've got coats for them, and they're so cute. They're like matching coats. But the point is that keep your dogs in. I understand a lot of people have what they call outdoor dogs, which is okay. If you've got a business that you're running, like a scrapyard and stuff, a lot of people do have outdoor dogs. But I know a bunch of people who have outdoor dogs who actually have, like, a shed that has warmth and everything, that has a doggy door so that they can go in. You know what I mean? You've got to do that. And it's disgusting. We went through the whole thing last year with the people over the back whose dog they keep out, and they still do keep it out. You know, the city doesn't want to do anything. Humane Society doesn't want to do anything. Maddox doesn't seem to want to do anything about this poor dog. We've tried. Trust me, we've tried. So, you know, and if we see a dog being chained up outside this winter, we'll do the same thing. We'll try. But, you know, we know our dogs are always warm. They're spoilt brats who get to sleep under the covers in our bed with us. But I would rather they be warm. Simple as that. Plus, don't you think how many nights that it's been so nice when we're cold and you feel that little warm body by your feet that just toasts you up? anyway, I've got like 5 minutes left of the show, so I'm going to play another song and then we'll be back briefly. Come back and we will be better and stronger than ever. So on on that note, getting shouted at by a strange woman on Blog Talk, we want to say good night, God bless, and love to everybody, and we will catch you all on Monday. Thank you and good night.
See you Monday.